We just want to talk about the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the sheet that which most, I think nowadays most people follow. That we basically you start with the right side of the menorah. We light the first light on all the way to the right. The next day we set up two neiros on the right side, and we light the left one first, and we go, and then we light to the right. And each night we do that. We start with the left one, we go to the right. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that is fulfilling the concept of Kolpino Shatapino Al Tihi Al Yamin. But the other question was, why do we start from the extra light as opposed to starting from the primary light? So the Shulchan Aruch himself addresses this question, and he says that each night, this is the new extra light. This shows the nace. Each we're lighting, we follow, we're doing a minig of mahadra, to show that each night there was more light. There was the menorah continued for another day, so we want to show that even though mikra didn't, we can light one night, one there each light, night, and be yotze that mitzvah. But to show that we want to be mahadrin and mahadrin, and to show the extra chavivus of the mitzvah, that we appreciate the fact that each night was more and more and more, we bedafka light from the new one, the more, quote unquote, the more, which that shows this concept that we're lighting from the noise. Number one. Number two. It's interesting question, which one is the Iker Ner? In the case of the Groz arguing, when you're lighting next to the door, and we know that the Loch is an Iker Ner, should be immediately adjacent to the door, so that's the Iker Ner. When you're lighting by the window, who's to say that the one that you lit the first night on the right now is the Iker Ner? Maybe the one you're lighting first tonight is the Iker Ner. So some argue that's not very clear which one is the Iker Ner. One last point. There's an interesting argument in this concept of Pinah Shatapan Alti Al Yamin. One of the Wush's rayas is that with the idea of Pinah to the Yamin doesn't mean we go from left to right. It means we start by the right and we go to the left. So we always give the Chashivas to the right. You should start lighting it from the right, and then you write from right to left. He says that's how we write. Lashon HaKadosh is written from right to left. If the idea is Pinah should be the Yamin, you should start from the left and go to the right. You should write like you write English. You go from left to right. So this is the one of the Moshe's rayas to his concept. So the Sefer answers that he says, well, yes and no. If you're familiar with how you write Ksav Ashuris, each letter is actually written from left to right. You always start from the left. You make your aleph. You go from left and you go down to the right. You go on the top down. Everything always goes from the left to the right. Even though we read it from right to left, and it's in Ksav Meshita, which we write regularly, we write from right to left. But in Ksav Ashuris, we actually write from left to right. Have a good morning.